okay, yeah, I want to tell them about the editing. Sure. Yeah, I got to tell you about the video editing. That's a good idea. Video editing is hard. It's painstaking, especially when you're working with a new program. That's right. I was working with Pinnacle. Right. Now I'm at Adobe Premiere. Yeah, the learning curve is right up there. Kind of tough for a guy like me, yeah. But I'm getting it. Aaron Locker's helping me, and so I'm getting it. Yeah, hi, everybody. This is Martin Zender. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Thursday's show. We filmed a movie called Fake Jesus last weekend when Cindy McCoy was here. And I think this is a really good one. I shouldn't say that, you know, you jinx it. But it's two of the most popular themes, really. I look at my videos and I see what gets views. And the two most popular themes are on eternal torment and church. So if you put them together, you might have a winner. I mean, I got 27 hours in on this thing, and I'm, how many minutes in? Yeah, about 8 minutes in. So it's 3 hours per minute. And yeah, 27 hours straight. That's just actual computer time at the computer. And we have company here. Steve and Laura Johnston are here from Birmingham, Alabama, and I'm kind of not very sociable, which is, yeah, I am a sociable person, but I'm worried that I'm not going to get this thing done by Friday night, and I want to premiere it here Friday night and publish it on YouTube, but I'm telling you, this is a very complex video, so the family and Steve and Laura, they're going everywhere without me. They went to see the covered bridges today in Pennsylvania. I missed out on the covered bridges, my favorite thing in the whole world. It's not really my favorite thing in the whole world, but I like my family and I like Steve and Laura, so I want to be with them. Covered bridges, you've seen one bridge covered, you've seen them all that are covered. So, and now they're bowling. Wednesday night as I'm talking to you here, and they're all out bowling, and I'm missing out on bowling, which, you know, I kind of hate bowling, but I love my family, and I love Steve and Laura. So I was editing video. Now I got to do the show. I want to do the show. That's what I meant to say. I want to do the show. So I'm kind of a stick in the mud, but they know I'm working. And oh, wait till I tell you what else I turned down. Should I tell you now? Oh boy, you might think I'm really dumb. You might not even listen to me anymore after I tell you this. You remember Ann Brechtelsbauer? I promise that I'm going to have a show here. Ann Brechtelsbauer, my friend from Pinehurst, North Carolina. Remember, she teaches bridge on cruise ships. Well, she usually takes an assistant with her on her cruises. And she has a cruise starting on October the 5th. And she called me and said, Martin, you know, I'm only teaching 3 classes on this particular cruise. I want you to go with me. She invited me to go with her as an assistant. Gonna pay for the entire cruise. The entire cruise. It's an 18-day cruise. Starting October 5th, the thing starts in Rome, Italy. Yeah, she's going to fly me to Rome. Then it goes to Cyprus. Then it goes to Patmos. That's where John wrote Revelation. Then it goes to this little town called Jerusalem. Then it goes to, Athens. You heard of that? Then it goes to Ephesus. I mean, it's just this amazing tour of these amazing places. It's practically in the footsteps of Paul. And the whole thing paid for. You know what I did? I thought about it for 2 weeks, and I said, you know, I apologized to Anne. I said, you're so sweet. You're so generous. She said, Martin, you're the only person I'd trust to go on this thing, you know, and so, and the only one I really want to go with me to help me out and everything. And I said, your generosity is amazing, but I can't go. I mean, I thought about it for 2 weeks, and I'm wrestling with this, like, trip of a lifetime. Never been to any of these places. But I promised you that I would get books written. I finished The Lie of Every Man's Battle 2 weeks ago. I'm going to be getting out the preliminary reader's copies so people can critique. It's going to be a critical time to be in touch with people. I want to get through Hebrews. I'm going to be starting the Revelation series and these other books that I promised you. I'm just really wanting the work right now. I'm wanting to do the work. And I'm afraid, you know, Clyde said, you can write on the cruise ship. Yeah, I'm going to really write on the cruise ship. It was a nice thought. But I know myself. I probably wouldn't write too much on the cruise ship. And I'm just, the idea of luxury now really does not turn me on. I'm sorry. I don't know why. I don't feel like being pampered. I don't feel like expensive drinks and a bunch of rich food. I just feel like, you know, going to my workout every day at the Y, coming up here, keeping my nose to the grindstone on this show, getting these books written, putting in the corrections to The Lie of Every Man's Battle. I got a typeset, How to Quit Church Without Quitting God paperback. And I really like doing this show every day. And so I'm staying here in Winbur, Pennsylvania, instead of going to Rome, Athens, Ephesus, and Jerusalem. Call me crazy. All right. Yeah, I'm a little crazy. Anyway, we're in. I could be bowling right now. On top of all that, I could be bowling right now. And I missed out on the covered bridges. So, I mean, I really do feel like I'm racing for the tape. I feel like there's not much time left. We don't have much time left. And I'm getting serious about this. Yeah, I've been doing it for 20 years on October the 1st. October the 1st is the 20-year anniversary of doing this full-time. Full-time. And I just now feel like I'm really getting serious about it. I mean, I've been serious. Don't get me wrong. I've blood, sweat, and tears. Believe me. But again, in the final lap, you give it everything you got. And we are in the final lap of this race. And I just think we are. And we're going to talk about it when we get to the book of Revelation. For now, let's wind up Romans 11 and get back to Hebrews. God locks up. Let's go ahead and go back a little bit to where we were yesterday, verse 29. Unregretted are the graces and the calling of God. For even as you were once stubborn toward God, yet now are shown mercy at their stubbornness, thus these also. Look, if God can do it with you, he can sure do it with Israel. Are you telling me Israel's more stubborn than you? No. Well, they are a stubborn and stiff-necked people, but I think we can share in that title. Stubborn and stiff-necked. And so you were once stubborn toward God, yet now are shown mercy at their stubbornness. Thus, these also, these Israelites, are now stubborn to this mercy of yours. We're all taking turns being stubborn, that now they also may be shown mercy. For, and here's the conclusion Paul reaches in verse 32. For God locks up all together in stubbornness, that he should be merciful to all. Here's what A. E. Nock has to say. Mercy can be shown only to those who are in need of it. All right, raise your hand if you qualify. Oh, yeah, you qualify to be shown mercy. Right, because we're all stubborn. God is playing Israel and the nations against one another. That's what he's doing. So that each in turn can taste his mercy. They're stubborn now, you're getting mercy. They're going to get mercy later. You were stubborn before. We went all through that. Stubborn, mercy, mercy, stubborn. God does different things with different people at different times. Vessels of honor, vessels of dishonor. Just thank God you are now in the palm of his hand and he's doing something special with you. And we talked about this. This is A.E. Nock commentary. No individual or nation whom he calls ever disappoints him. I know we talked about that, but what a great point to review. You don't disappoint him. Now, back to verse 32 now. Here's A. E. Nock's commentary on God locking up altogether in stubbornness. God's purpose includes all nations. Yeah, that's right. It does. At different times. Different nations at different times. No matter what their present attitude toward him, it is all a part of his plan and a preparation for the display of his mercy. Here we have the real reason why all in turn become stubborn. God himself locks them up to it. He locks people up in stubbornness. This is a verse very few people believe. For God locks up all together. And what's the all of the context? Well, we're talking about Israel and the nations. There's nothing else as far as humanity goes. There's Israel and there's all other nations besides Israel. What nations does that not include? God locks up all together in stubbornness. As in Adam, all are dying, and dying people are stubborn. You wonder some days why you're stubborn? Is because you're dying. Dying people are tired a lot. You ever notice that? I'm tired. Why am I so tired? It's because you're dying. And I hate to put a damper on your delicious day, but you're dying. And that's why you're tired. That's why it's so hard to do stuff. So cut yourself a break. Why are you sinning? Oh, that's easy, because you're dying. For death passed through unto all, on which all sin. Death passed through to us, and because we're mortal, we sin. As soon as we're done being mortal, we'll stop sinning. This is true. You know, there's nothing in the Bible that says we're not going to sin anymore ever again. Because there is a verse that says this mortal must put on immortality, and immortal people can't sin. Because mortality is the petri dish where sin grows. Death passed through. You want that verse? It's Romans 6. Death passed through unto all mankind. Not sin. Sin wasn't transmitted. Sin isn't genetically transmitted. It's death that's genetically transmitted. We get death through Adam. Here it is. It's Romans 6, verse 12. My Bible's torn up to shreds here at the bottom of Romans 5 here. Okay, let me see. Therefore, even as through one man, verse 12, Romans 5. Did I say 6? Romans 5, 5:12. Therefore, even as through one man sin entered into the world, and through sin death, Adam sinned, he died, thus death passed through into all mankind, on which all sinned. So Adam sinned, he became mortal. That mortality then passed through to us, and then we sin because we're mortal. Adam was the first person who sinned first, then became mortal. It's the opposite for us. We're mortal first, then we sin because we're mortal. So when mortality is abolished and it's taken over by immortality, it should go without saying, if you know Romans 5:12, that we will no longer be able to sin. Hey, I'm looking forward to that. I probably won't eat as many M&Ms as I do now. Happy bowling, happy cruising, and happy covered bridging. This has been Martin Zender.